Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We still have a lot of fallout as it relates to America's relationship with the communist Chinese. New York Post had an article today about how a top Chinese diplomat is on his way to offer aid to Russia in light, I guess, of Biden's trip with Zelensky into Ukraine. And in the on the other side of that, you have Chinese diplomats telling Biden to butt out of all of it, just like we're getting lectured. You can't visit Taiwan, just like, you know, no problem at all if they want to buy up land, ranch land, farmland, land near military installations. Vladimir Putin is blaming the West for starting war in Ukraine, which is a little bit ridiculous. But putting all of that aside, is we've got a new state of relations as it relates to China and the U.S. You have now China demanding that the U.S. abandon Taiwan and apologize for shooting down China's spy balloon over our airspace. You have a Biden appointee under attack over ties to the Chinese intelligence. JustTheNews.com has an interesting story about a group of Republicans now calling upon FBI Director Wray to investigate the Biden administration appointee over alleged connections to Chinese intelligence organizations. And by the way, shockingly, the last name is not Biden. But anyway, the bottom line is China says certain countries must stop fueling the fire in Ukraine, but it looks like they're showing every indication that they themselves may want to escalate what's going on in Ukraine. Great Britain is making economic contingency plans in case China invades Taiwan. That would be kind of like a surrender. Gordon Chang is joining us, author of The Coming Collapse of China and the Great U.S.-China Tech War. He is with us. Sir, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Sean.
So now that it seems like that with Biden going to Ukraine, that the ties now that have been building now for quite some time between Russia and the communist Chinese are building even getting even stronger as time goes on. Am I wrong in that observation?
You're certainly not wrong, Sean. What we see is the world dividing. There is China and Russia as the core of a new axis. Around it are Iran, North Korea, perhaps Algeria. And then on the other side, you have the United States, its friends and partners, and most of the rest of the world. Now, the Biden administration doesn't want to acknowledge this division. And that means if you can't acknowledge what is obvious, you can't deal with it. The problem here is that the Biden administration tries to continue talking to China in the belief that China will be constructive on issues that matter to the Biden administration. But that has not worked. As a matter of fact, Biden policies, I think, have made China even more aggressive for a number of reasons.
Well, okay, so we're watching the communist Chinese, and they seem to be playing chess, and they're way ahead of us. Where are they actually going here? I have no doubt Taiwan is part of their geopolitical ambitions, territorial ambitions. I think that is a fait accompli over time, and I don't think that America lifts a finger. Is that next, or is their next step maybe to help the Russians in their conflict with Ukraine?
Well, the next step will be Ukraine, because the Chinese realize that this is where everything else gets determined. If the United States does not protect Ukraine, then Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, is going to move on Taiwan or Japan or the Philippines or India or God knows where else, maybe even against us. Xi actually believes that the United States is finished, that we are incapable. And the only way to disprove that is to make it clear that Russia loses the Ukraine war. That's very difficult for a lot of people here in the United States to understand. And I can understand why, because we've got so many problems at home. It's very expensive. We're depleting our munitions. But unfortunately, Ukraine is where history is going to be determined going forward. If you want a historical analogy, think of it like Czechoslovakia, because in 1938, nobody really cared about Czechoslovakia, but Hitler then pocketed his gains there and then moved on to Poland. And we know what happened on September 1st, 1939. That's the beginning of World War II in Europe.
Let's look at the sheer dollars we gave so far. The U.S. has given Ukraine $67 billion in military aid, $20.4 billion in economic aid, $14.7 billion in humanitarian aid, $2.75 billion classified as other aid. And if you look at the U.S. aid that we have provided, it has far surpassed the aid by other countries or the entire European Union. And during his visit to Kyiv yesterday, Biden met with Zelensky, pledging another $500 million in aid. Now, in March of 2022, Zelensky was calling for fighter planes in a Zoom call with Congress. Zelensky told lawmakers Ukraine needs the jets if they want to actually defeat Russia. And he's asked numerous times thereafter. But so far, Joe Biden has been steadfast in not allowing them to have the fighter jets. Now, tell me, how do you expect to win a war against Russia? If you're going to ask the American taxpayer to pay this insane amount of money, and Europe doesn't pay their fair share, and this is in their backyard, and yet there are some European countries that would offer fighter jets, why is Biden saying no?
That, to me, is a mystery, because I think this war could have been won at a much... First of all, Biden could have prevented the war in the first place. But once this war started, I think Ukraine needs, and I think if we did that, this war would be over a lot sooner. Got to remember that the Europeans generally may like Biden, but they are not afraid of him. And so, therefore, they're not going to step up. It took President Trump, actually, during his 4 years, to get Europe to move closer to the idea of spending 2% of their gross domestic product on their militaries. And this was movement in the right direction. But under Biden, we seem to have slipped back a little bit, largely because they don't believe that he is going to enforce what needs to be done.
So it's $113 billion, but they're not allowing Ukraine to fight to win the war because, you know, based on the munitions that are reported that Vladimir Putin and the troops... Now that he's moving back into Ukraine, it looks like this is going to be the biggest offensive so far in the war, you know, a year into this. And if Biden is pledging, you know, another $500 million in aid on top of the $113 billion he's already given them, and they're only fighting at best for a standstill, why are we even there? Why are we even participating?
That is a great question, Sean. And for decades, we've had American policymakers who have not understood the meaning and the significance of victory. They just try to manage situations to get through. And because of that, bad actors sense that the United States is weak, and therefore they take us on. If you have a victory, the bad actors will slink away. We've seen this so many times in our lifetimes, where one good event triggers others. And we saw that, for instance, in the Reagan era. But also at this moment, we know that it's the destructive forces that are driving events. And so therefore, again, you know, you go back to your point. You need to have a victory. And if you do that, then we can sort of salvage the situation. If we can't, Xi Jinping is going to see that he can then move on Taiwan or some other victim. And as I mentioned, that other victim could actually be us. Different ways. So, for instance, Guam is sovereign U.S. territory, and the Chinese understand that if they invade Taiwan, they need to take Guam out. They also need to take out American bases in Okinawa, which is part of Japan. So, yes, I do believe that we will be targeted. In December, a Chinese Navy fighter approached within 10 or 20 feet, depending on whom you believe, of an unarmed U.S. Air Force reconnaissance plane in international airspace over the South China Sea. That's extremely dangerous. So the Chinese are not afraid of us because they believe that the administration is incapable.
We've been watching for decades the communist Chinese build up their military might. Have they surpassed us, in your view, militarily, and we just don't know it yet, or only certain people know it?
I think that, on balance, the American military is more capable. But they do have a larger navy in China and a newer navy. They have some weapons that we don't have, and those weapons categories are critical. So, for instance, hypersonic glide vehicles, they're far ahead of us. Also, cruise missiles, supersonic cruise missiles that can take out our ships. These are weapons that we don't have counters for. And also, I think that China is probably ahead of us in terms of space-based weapons. And this is ridiculous because we developed the technology for these weapons but didn't develop them because we thought that if we exercised restraint, the Chinese and the Russians would do so as well. And, of course, neither Moscow nor Beijing exercised restraint, and that means we're now behind.
All right, more with Gordon Chang on the other side, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Let's not forget what happened 9/11/2001. 2,977 people lost their lives that day. And about 9/11, there's only two states in the country that mandate K-12 learning about 9/11. And that's why the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is giving educators now access to nonfiction resources for grades K-12. Now, full curriculum units built around first-person accounts, scripted social studies lessons, activities, backgrounds for teachers, nonfiction Discovering Heroes series of books with their accompanying curriculum units. They have a speakers bureau with access to 9/11 first responders, survivors, and loved ones. They have their mobile exhibit. That's the high-tech 83-foot tractor trailer that turns into an 1,100-square-foot interactive museum with 9/11 artifacts. The Russell F. Siller Memorial Scholarships given to program recipients, the children of program recipients who are exemplary high school students preparing to go to college. Anyway, the only way this happens is if you help. And we hope you'll join Team Hannity and join us with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. If everybody listening donated $11 a month, they could help everybody in need. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
All the breaking news. For the analysis to help you make sense of it all. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, let's assume a new axis of evil is being formed. That would be and include China and Russia, our number one and number two geopolitical foe. But it also includes Iran, doesn't it? And are there any other countries that will join this unholy alliance?
You'd have North Korea for sure. Pakistan is become a Chinese dependency. Algeria is very close to both Russia and China. And that's important because Morocco is a longtime American friend, the first country to diplomatically recognize the United States of America, by the way. So, yes, there are other countries that...
I think most Americans would agree with me is that we're throwing good money after bad in Ukraine, and at best we're fighting for a stalemate. We're not fighting for a win, and by taking that posture, it's being viewed as a sign of weakness by the communist Chinese, and now they themselves may involve themselves in that conflict, helping and assisting and aiding and abetting Russia. And I assume if they aid Russia, they're going to aid Russia to the point where they're going to win the war. And there's not going to be a question about whether or not fighter jets will be flying over Ukrainian airspace. and maybe then even into Poland or other European countries.
Yes, well, China is already providing lethal assistance to Russia, and the Biden administration doesn't want to acknowledge that. They've been the Chinese have been doing this from the very first moments of the war. So if you remember, Ukrainian military was using Chinese-built drones. Well, China knew the location of the Ukrainian drone operators, and they fed that information to Russia, which then took out the Ukrainians. That's lethal. And, of course, China has been selling drones to the Wagner Group, and there are reports in the Washington Free Beacon by Reuben Johnson of Breaking Defense that almost daily there are Antonov AN-124s, the largest cargo planes in the world, are taking off almost daily from Zhengzhou in China to Russia, and they're carrying ammunition and other supplies. And as well, Johnson reports that the Russians are turning off their transponders, which means that they know they're involved in a guilty transaction with the Chinese. So,
but we also know that the Iranians have been providing drones and other military equipment as well, right?
Yes, and North Korea has been supplying, and we believe, ammunition to Russia, and that really completes the axis.
What is the benefit to these other countries to aid Russia in this conflict? What do they get out of it?
They get China's support. Iran's regime right now is in a fragile state. China supports it. The same is true with North Korea, where the North Korean regime couldn't survive without financial and food assistance from Beijing. And also, China's been supplying nuclear weapons technology and missile technology to both of them. So they do get substantial assistance. And, of course, Russia has now become almost a Chinese client state. And so China gets to destabilize the world, gets to draw us away from paying attention to East Asia, and gets many other benefits by trying to take down the international system, which, by the way, Sean, has been in place since 1648. China wants to get rid of it.
When would you predict China's invasion of Taiwan?
It could happen at any time. I can't tell you what's in Xi Jinping's mind, only he can do that. But I do know he's, in fact, preparing for war. He's engaged in what we've just talked about, which is the fastest military buildup since the Second World War. He's trying to sanctions-proof his regime, and he's mobilizing China's civilians for war. And, of course, as we know, they're flying spy balloons over the United States and more than 40 other countries.
With no consequences. I got to roll. Gordon Chang, appreciate your insight as always. Thank you, sir. Scary scenario. We'll hit the phones next. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel.
Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, straight ahead.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
the
podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts
of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You'll hear what everyone really thinks in D.C. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. Our friends at MyPillow have done it again. Just when you thought, you know, you had the best pillow on the face of the earth, they've made it even better with MyPillow 2.0. 20 years after the original MyPillow, now MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but they've now added a brand new exclusive fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread. And the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, the smoothest, and the coolest pillow you're ever going to own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning. You know, in the middle of the night, you have to flip your pillow over square. MyPillow 2.0 is made with this new temperature regulating technology. It's 100% made in the U.S. It has a 10-year warranty and zero. And mention my name, and the sleep you want, need, crave, desire, deserve will be yours. It's that simple. All right, the free state of Florida. David, we'll start with you. David, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Welcome aboard, sir. Glad you called.
Thank you, Sean. It's an honor to share my thoughts with you. Listen, real quick, these unidentified objects that they're supposedly shooting down here. So what they're telling us, there's no connection with China, right? There's no connection with us.
No, they're not saying that. Well, you're talking about the other three, not the Chinese spy balloon.
Correct.
Yeah, they don't know what they shot down. They have not identified to us what they shot down. We believe one of the items was from a balloon hobby group, and it was like anywhere between, you know, a $20 and $140 contraption that they built, and a $400,000 missile was used to shoot that down. That's what we suspect.
Right. No other private parties have spoken up, right? I would assume they'd know where their stuff is if that was what it was. So my thoughts here are, it's either aliens, right, who have mastered intergalactic travel and just so happen to get shot down by a missile.
Well, NORAD has not ruled that out. Let us be on the record. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, and if that's the case, then wow, we got a
scenario a little bit different, but I get the principle of what you're saying. My take is they took so much heat and there was so much embarrassment associated with the spy balloon that was allowed to fly over Alaskan airspace down the west coast of Canada into Idaho, across the prairie, if you will, into Montana, over our ICBM missile sites and missile silos, down through, you know, the central part of the country with Kansas and Missouri, up to Kentucky and out to the Carolinas, where it eventually got shot off the coast of Myrtle Beach, I believe about 6 miles out. I think it caused such humiliation and embarrassment. They were just in a hypersensitive mode. I mean, it almost writes itself. It's like the gang that can't shoot straight here. They didn't handle the first incident properly, and then they overreacted and started shooting anything and everything, even things they didn't identify down, which is insane to me.
Yep. Well, it's either one of the two. I mean, unless anybody else wants to speak up on it being some of theirs, I mean, I really don't see how anything higher intelligence than we are is going to let something going 2,000 miles an hour just get shot down in tandem like that, 1, 2, 3, right? So let's hope.
I think if somebody owned it, they would have claimed ownership of it by now. And I think they ended up shooting down things that were absolutely meaningless, and we wasted a fortune and looked stupid doing it.
Yeah, that's most likely what it is. And obviously it's a great distraction, right, with everything else going on. Come to daddy government and we'll protect you no matter at the cost. Just forget about everything else going on, guys, right?
Yeah, good call, David. Appreciate it. We'll stay in the free state of Florida. This time Chet is with us. Chet, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Hi.
Sean, thanks for your voice, for what you do.
Thanks, buddy. What's going on?
Well, I got to, just before I get to where I'm at, David was there, and my name is Chet. Reminds me of the 60s and 70s. Good night, David. Good night, Chet. David Huntley and Chet Brinkley.
But that'll take a few people in this audience back a decade or two, but go ahead.
Anyway, my thoughts are something I haven't heard yet, and that's about the Chinese balloon. And Biden said that when he first told him to shoot it down, the Pentagon told him not to, because of the people getting hurt. Now, here's my point. Milley called his counterpart in China and said, look, if Trump wants to attack, I will call you and notify you, which to me is treason. I'm an ex-military Air Force air traffic control specialist, so I know what can fly up there and what we can do. So with that being said, was it Milley who told Biden not to shoot it down? And if so, I have to wonder about Milley's, where his loyalties ride. If he's gonna defend China in both scenarios, I'm finding it hard to understand.
Look, I'm a trust but verify guy, and the way what they're telling us is that from the very beginning, Biden ordered the balloon shot down. This is the Chinese spy balloon. This is the first one.
Correct.
And that he was told by the military that it could be dangerous, that debris could fall to the earth, and that innocent people could be injured, and therefore he allowed the military to use their best judgment. That's what he's saying. However, that's contradicted by the other three incidences, or at least two of the three, space where human beings, you know, were on the ground. So it kind of took away the lie. I don't believe Biden when he's, and then they became trigger happy and started shooting anything and everything that they saw in the sky down, whether they identified it or not. So I'm not sure. I'm very dubious of this explanation that's why they didn't shoot down this Chinese spy balloon. I think they're lying.
I don't think they're telling the truth.
100%. But like I say, you know, if those orders come, I mean, the suggestion came from Milley again. I mean, if you look up the word treason, it says giving aid and comfort to the enemy. Okay, if I'm going to attack you and my top general is going to call you and let you know about it, I'm sorry, but that's giving aid to the enemy.
It's certainly unprecedented, and I would think under any normal circumstances, any general that would tip off an enemy would be in trouble. What was interesting to me that prior to Biden's, quote, surprise unannounced trip to Ukraine that he tipped off the Russians, they told Russia that Joe was going because they didn't want Russia to kill Joe or to have an indiscriminate, at least Vladimir Putin knew about the trip. The only surprise came to the media because they didn't get the same tip off that Joe gave Vladimir Putin. How you want to interpret that is up to you. I don't have words for that.
Last thought is when you said the general being unprecedented, I think of one other general, and that's Benedict Arnold, close personal friend of Washington, and yet he was tipping off the British on everything.
Scary times. I'll tell you, I don't have faith when you have a weak commander in chief. You know, God only knows what the truth is. They're willing to lie. We know they lie regularly. We know Joe Biden lied about his relationship with his own. Brian, how are you?
Yes, hi, Sean. Good to talk to you. Hey, I just wanted to bring up what you had just finished off that last conversation with is all the corruption that we know from the Biden crime family with Ukraine. Why is Congress letting Joe Biden make any decisions about Ukraine when it's a conflict of interest with all the personal dealings he's had with them?
Well, they haven't gotten to the bottom of all of it yet, but it's fairly easy to get to the bottom of. If you even go back to the Trump impeachment, we had Joe Biden on video before the Council on Foreign Relations bragging how he withheld $1 billion taxpayer dollars and demanded the Ukrainians fire the prosecutor, Shokin.
We're not going to give you $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a got fired.
And this was the guy that we now know was investigating his son, Hunter, who was being paid millions. And goes on Good Morning America, admitting he had no experience in energy, oil, gas, coal, or Ukraine. So to me, that was leveraging $1 billion taxpayer dollars just for the benefit of the Biden family syndicate. And yet nobody cared about that quid pro quo. That just shows how corrupt the media is and how corrupt Democrats are, because that was a far more egregious example of a quid pro quo than anything Donald Trump might have said to Zelensky about being responsible with American money during the phone call with Zelensky.
Yeah, that all proves the connection of the personal interest done through Congress because of his personal interest, the conflict of interest in Ukraine. So why else would he be throwing all these billions of dollars at Ukraine other than maybe to just hush him up so they don't out him on all of his corrupt dealings?
Listen, $113 billion is an awful lot of time getting, as we were talking about with Gordon Chang, from the likes of the communist Chinese and North Korea and Iran and elsewhere. And, you know, to the extent that the media cares about Biden family corruption, they have shown no appetite at all. The only thing they care about is bludgeoning Donald Trump and any other Republican. It doesn't matter what their name is. And, you know, it doesn't get any more political than that. I mean, it's the greatest example of a real quid pro quo than you could ever have. And yet, you know what? It didn't move anybody, not even during the impeachment, over the issue of a quid pro quo with Ukraine. Shows how corrupt they all are. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Brian. All right, quick break. Right back to our phones. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. And at the top of the hour, we're going to take a look at the very latest out of East Palestine. Pete Buttigieg finally has made the rough decision. He's going to go visit the people there. A day late, dollar short. How will the reaction be? We'll talk about that coming up. Hey, listen, one way to with Pure Talk, you get the exact same 5G network as the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, the same 5G network. They have more plans. They are the no contract at all wireless company. You don't sign a contract. And you can make the switch over in just seconds. It doesn't take long, but you get the same exact coverage. You keep your phone, you keep your phone number, and you save a fortune. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year, and many families saving much more. It's, by the way, you can also get unlimited talk and text and blazing fast data for just $30 a month. All you have to do, and you get a 100% money back guarantee. If you don't like it your first month, they'll give you your money back. It's that simple. Anyway, dial #250, say the keyword save now. Do it now, save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk, simply smarter wireless.
Entertaining Americans coast to coast. Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, back to our busy phones. Mike is in Michigan. Mike, how are you? Glad you called.
How you doing, Sean?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Sean, look, it. We all know as long as Biden keeps funding the Ukraine war, it's going to continue. It's a proxy war. We all know that. It's pretty much like Vietnam. But the thing of it is, like you said, he's going to keep sending our hard-earned tax dollar, right? And then, you know, blowing us off like he did down in Ohio, and then going to turn around and give them this money. It's not going to end. I seen this in Vietnam, Sean. I missed it by the skin of my teeth in 72. They started out, they're going to help, send a few guys. 10 years later, we got 70,000 soldiers gone. It's just, he is a total failure to our country.
Look, I'm just looking at the sheer amount of money. It is breathtaking. $113 billion so far. And as of yesterday, a pledge of even more money coming from Biden. And then I look at Europe's contribution, which is far less. This is their problem way more than it's our problem. I understand the importance of taking a stand for human life. But if Europe is going to have a long, protracted, drawn out conflict with Russia with no intention of ever trying to win the war, then I don't think the United States should be participating in that. And right now, Joe Biden himself has made the decision repeatedly not to give the Ukrainians the weaponry that would actually win the war. And if that's the case, you know, we're now involved in a long protracted conflict and a battle that we're not going to win because they have no intention of winning it. And with the help of China and the help of the Iranians and the help of the North Koreans, in all likelihood, Vladimir Putin's going to end up winning anyway because they're not giving the weapons of war that would be needed to actually beat Vladimir Putin. Putin could have been defeated in this conflict had they taken it seriously from the beginning. Then the question is about further, you know, Russian expansionism and the other geographic ambitions that they may have.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast.
This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.